Thank you. Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
Yes, indeed. And we're listening to Ronald Shannon Jackson. This is from Caravan of Winter. This is Top Lee from Top Lee. This is Wadada Leo Smith, a Golden Quartet, with John Lindbergh on bass, Vijay Iyer on keys, and of course Wadada Leo Smith on trumpet, winning all kinds of awards, and we're glad to hear about that because he's kind of he's outside all of this stuff. It's going to surround Ronald Shannon Jackson. It's going to be out there. And Vijay Iyer is winning a lot of things, too. But, it's just not all about nice little melodies, you know. It's not. And y'all know that well here. Passport to Modern Jazz. Next up, we're going to take you back to Caravan of Dreams with 1984 recording, Caravan of Dreams in Fort Worth, of course. And we're going to hear American Madman with Ronald Shannon Jackson is leading the Decoding Society, and this band has Melvin Gibbs bass and Vernon Reed on guitar, with Zane Mazzy on saxophone, Henry Scott on trumpet, and on violin, Akbar Ali. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. And we just heard from Ronald Shannon Jackson and the Decoding Society, American Madman from Earned Dreams. And he passed away. He was born January 12, 1940. He passed away October 19th on 2013. He went back. This was recorded at Caravan of Dreams in Fort Worth. And it was a long time since he was able to make it back. And it's written about the date. It's written about lovingly by Ken Shimamoto in the Dallas Observer that summer of July 9th. And the gig was July 7th at the Kessler Theater. And so it goes, wish fulfillment at a concert. I've experienced it a few times. Captain Beefheart, 76, Muddy Waters, 77, Stooges guitarist Ron Ashton, 01. It happened again this past Saturday when Ronald Shannon Jackson and the Decoding Society played at the Kessler Theater. Before then, I'd never seen him perform live, although I've been a fan of his since 76, when he first recorded on Ornette Coleman's Dancing in Your Head, Hit Me Like an Atom Bomb. I found it fitting that Jackson's return to the Metro Mess after 13-year absence took place at the Kessler, probably the best listening room in Dallas or Fort Worth since the demise of Caravan of Dreams, where Jackson regularly performed back in the 80s. Kessler talent buyer Jeff Lyles wanted to book Jackson ever since the theater reopened in 2010. It had a few seasons since Boris played Denton's Rubber Glove back in 2008, to be exact, since I was in a room where the audience was so densely packed with musicians. So he goes on to write about the people in the audience and who came out and how densely packed it was. There was a sizable contingent from Jackson's native Fort Worth, including pinkish black drummer John Teague, instrument builder and ex-own percussionist Forrest Ward, Gente Improvising Orchestra's Terry Horn and Mac Hickey, not to mention urban fan Justin Robinson, who amused Jackson by fanning him with his cowboy hat whenever the drummer stepped up to make announcements, and members of Jackson's family. Austin's Epistrophe Arts impresario Pedro Moreno drove up for the show, as did Austin free improv maven Dave Dove, Oak Cliff brothers Aaron and Stefan Gonzalez, who play with the Decoding Society guitarist Greg Prickett in Unconscious Collective. They were in the house, along with their father and Yells at Eels bandmate Dennis Gonzalez, Muzo DJ Wands Dover, who played with Prickett or still does, in the Black Dots, percussionist and former KERA Air personality Craig Shropspear, and Zanzibar Snails, sub-commander improviser Mike Marshall. And he goes on at the end here. Drummer Heaven, said Stefan Gonzalez to John Teague as they shared a parting hug. In a just universe, someone record this man and his band now, and listeners in Dallas and Fort Worth would get to hear them perform again in way less than 13 years. Any takers? And so there is an album out at the Kessler Theater. I wasn't able to get that this fast, but it is there. Next, we're going to listen to African Seance, and this is from Beast in the Spider Bush. This is live at Caravan of Dreams, and it's a year later than the past cut that we played by them. It's 85 and at Caravan of Dreams. This is with Ronald Washington on bass, and Cary DeNegris on guitar, with Eric Person on saxophone, Akbar Ali on violin, and vocals, percussion, and talking drum, the Twin 7-7. And we'll go back and we will listen to this, celebrating the life of Ronald Shannon Jackson, Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you. warm me in the moonlight. Taste me with your kisses. Find the secret places. Touch me till I tremble. Free my wings for flying. And catch me while I'm falling. Keep your arms around me. Lose yourself inside me. Make it last forever.
Island by Pope Morgan with Jeff Helmer piano, John Premgen on bass, John Mills flute, Wayne Salzman II on drums, and that was because of CDs in memory of Adie Mannion and Tony Campisi, who we heard before on Passing Through. Tony Campisi, alto, Doug Hall, piano, sounds great. Evan Arredondo on bass and Adie Mannion on drums. That's going to be it for Passport to Modern Jazz. This time we're going to see you next time. Hope you enjoyed the music. If you didn't know about Ronald Shannon Jackson, I hope you dig it. I hope you go out and find the Kessler Theater, the latest one, if you can. And if you liked him, I hope I did it. Whatever his memory is in your mind, I hope I did it justice. See ya. And we are at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It's KRVS, Public Radio, Lake Charles. Et quand même, Lafayette.